Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. Standing right in the presence of God. Anything is possible. Lift your hands high. Maintain quietness if you can now. And whisper that name, Jesus. The hands now. It's breaking yokes, breaking chains, setting captives free, changing stories for people, lifting embargoes, breaking ancestral curses, generational curses, family curses, occultic powers. Lift your hands now. Father, let it be. That's right. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There must be an answer. Let it be. Your hands high now. Right now, as the power of God is released, the pains will be living now and conditions. Lift your hands high. Just listen. Garments that are not put on you by God will be removed right now. Unclean spirits and negative personalities will be going out right now. Lift your hands high. Father, let your power flow. Let the chain break. Let the unclean spirit of death come out. Let ancestral spirit, husband, spirit, wife, check out. Let witchcraft powers be broken. At the count of seven, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. There will be diverse encounters. The Lord will visit someone's village and pull you out of a shrine that has tied your life and tied your destiny. Right now, spiritual relationships are breaking. Unclean spirits are getting out. Afflictions are going. Cancers are going. Tumors are going. Receive his touch at the count of seven. In the name of Jesus, at the count of seven, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus, one, two, three. Receive. Open your mouth, pray in the spirit. Receive. What the Lord has in store for you today. Receive. What he has in store for you today. Receive it. Receive. Lift your hands and give him a prayer. That's right. That pin in the center of the head of someone just left now. A chest affliction arrow from hell on the chest just left. Lower under the right rib, the liver area, an affliction just left there right now. There is the, that's right, a right hip, a hip of somebody has just been healed, and there is the opening of deaf ears right now. Lower abdominal condition just got healed. Is somebody here today? An attack on the in the night. Somebody was attacked in the night and it led to a breast condition. That attack has returned back to hell. You ate something in the dream and it afflicted your body. It has just gone back to hell. If you believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Take your seat. Right knee. Healed. Anal condition that looks like a pile. Healed. Every manner of pain just left. Diverse encounters that took place where you saw unclean spirits leaving your body. A shadow, dark shadow ran out. Someone that looked like you just stepped out. This morning, everywhere you are, you had a touch of God. A healing, a freedom, a chain broke. Stand up quickly and rush to the front. A waist condition disappeared. An abdomen that looks like it's breathing. Something is breathing inside you. That devil just ran to hell. Pile just got dissolved. Lift up your right hand and let's praise him. That right breast is healed. Ear is open. And for somebody here today, anything that followed you as a chain, as a yoke, as a bondage, today it just got broken. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Draw me, Lord. I'll come running after you. Draw me, Lord. Ooh, I come running after you. Draw me, Lord. Oh, Lord. I come running. Just a moment. I don't know who brought this sister out and what case it is, but I am seeing also the spirit of insanity.
100% correct. 100%, sir. She says she has this pain sensation on the head that had lasted for about 5 years. She hears voices. Be on your way and start running.
She hears voices that tell her, be on your way and start running.
In fact, in her words, she said, it's like the spirit of madness.
Hey! I am here to announce to somebody. Are you just sitting and looking? God is going to diagnose your case this morning. And whatever it is that my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is being uprooted right now. Lift your voice and your hands and say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every stranger
in my life,
around my life,
you are living now.
On your marks, death said, shout out!
Go!
Go, spirit of insanity, out of this body, 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 out of this body. I am excited just now. I see God about to do something unusual in the life of someone here. Place your hand on your chest and say after me, in the name of Jesus, every stranger in my life, you are living now. Every stranger in my life, around my life, I order you to live now. On your mask, get set, shout, go! Help out there. If your body suffers pain, take your seat. And your health, you can't regain. And your hope is almost sinking. In this bed, Jesus knows the way you feel. He can help and he can save. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Bring it to me. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, stand up with me. And your hope is almost sinking. It's a visitation upon your life, upon your family. Every anti-marital spell and every work of the enemy on you, your family, your lineage, your siblings, power of the Holy Ghost, break right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lift your hands and your voice and say after me, in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of the enemy against my family, every altar of wickedness, altar, help out there, of failure and frustration, your tenure expired. Today, you are going on your mask, get set, shout out! At this moment, the Lord is taking authority, is taking care of anti-marital devils. Every devil that says you should not marry or you should not stay married. Help that young man there. Every devil that says you should not marry or you should not stay married. The yoke of that devil is being broken right now. Help out there. Say after me. Say every anti-marital spirit, every marital limitation, and every limitation in every area of my life, today is your end. On your mask, get set, shout. Let the prayer sit. Stand them up. It's broken. There is one of you that God is healing of a female reproductive system problem right under there. Which among you is having that lower abdominal condition? Abdomen. Yes, for how long? Since you gave your last breath, stand over here. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Ghost, Emma Shata Kalina, Leperetese Koramanasa, Leperatasa Kadila Karana Mayala Hasadis, Leperetesina Malara Hasada. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, today I receive my liberty from every agenda. Fire, it's burning. Fire, nana yata sata lana nana, lapa yana nana nana. I see the spirit, the demon of the wrong identity. Help her there. Help that lady there. The wrong identity.
every club the devil has put on your body that is making you to look like the wrong person. Help her there, help her there, help her there. Making you to look like the wrong person in the eyes of people. The wrong identity is being set on fire. It's being set on fire. It's being set on fire.
Oh God.
30 something 40 that has been a victim of epilepsy. That devil just left just now. You saw that epileptic devil, convulsive devil leave you just now. And I announce to somebody here, every affliction that followed you here has just left now. That person with the asthma, take a deep breath in now. You will notice that your chest is clear. And check your inhaler. And run out quickly with your inhaler. The chest is clear. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Tell us.
Sir, very accurate word again. You said there is somebody here. There is something moving in your abdomen, breathing like it has life.
Yes.
For 3 years, sir, that has been the experience of our brother. And the thing will be moving, breathing inside him, moving with so much pain. And as that word came, the thing checked out of his body.
Step over here. Lift your hands. Go back to him. Jesus' name.
Sir, you met our sister at the aisle, and you say every antimarital spell is broken. Sir, she's not married. Nobody's coming. But she said a couple of years back she entered Dunamis and everything has changed. And that word for marriage she has been believing God for has
wow. Give the Lord, if you, there's no way you look at her and you say she's not married. Step forward here. And I use her as a point of contact. Everything has changed except the marriage. Maybe something in your life, everything is working. But one area of your life, you are trusting God for a turnaround, for a miracle, for a breakthrough. I announce to you today, that area where you need the miracle is released. Power of the Holy Ghost. The miracle is released now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
This man is so excited. We met him at the evangelistic field on Friday, and he was sitting helpless. He had congestive cardiac failure.
Wow.
With bilateral pitimpedal edema.
He had congestive cardiac failure. The two legs were swollen. If you press it down, the way you press it is the way it will remain.
He was wearing slippers. He couldn't wear these shoes. The legs were swollen. Look at the way the legs are down now. But that's not the testimony. He came in here today. He, of course, he's stronger. He can walk now. He can stand. But he said, as your words were coming and your declarations were coming, he felt the power of God hit him. He felt light. He felt agile. He's been jumping. The ushers have been trying to control him, telling him, relax, relax, relax. Jump the way you are jumping earlier now. He couldn't do this before.
Heart failure. Congestive cardiac. Anything that has failed in your life. Anything that has failed in your life, that failure is over forever.
Amen.
It's over forever.
Amen.
It's over forever.
Amen.
If you are shouting amen, shout the loudest amen.
Amen.
There can be failure. You are over.
Sir, the drugs he had to buy were about 12,000 in a week. 12,500. That was what he said that day. 12,500. Every week he had to spend that on drugs. Today he's totally healed. Okay, he also had hepatomegaly and renal cysts. We looked at the liver swollen big.
That is the big grammar there. The liver is swollen big, and then also balloons in the like, balloon-like swellings in the kidney, and the tummy is flat now. Is somebody excited?
Olé.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody come and see.
Was in a conference and he had a phone call. After attending to that phone call, an arrow struck him at the left chest.
Wow.
And since that day, he has been struggling with even breath. And he came into this service today with that scenario. When he got in after that declaration was made, a higher dimension of fire entered that place.
Hola, hola.
And sentenced that arrow back to hell.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
today
yeah, yeah.
He's praying.
The arrow returned back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
Back to sender.
Sing. Every form of enemy arrow in any area where they have fired that arrow into your life, into your body, into your system, that arrow is retrieved and refired back to sender.
Amen.
Somebody scream back to sender. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
So the same dimension of prophecy.
Aye, aye, aye.
Arrow struck her at the left side also. She's been complaining. Even the sister said, this is a normal thing. She said, this is not normal. It is not usual. And she said, when that declaration was made, she saw literal fire dropping like a cloven tongue upon her head. And it went straight to that place. And that devil was blasted.
She saw literal fire.
Cloven fire.
With anointing oil coming with the fire.
With fire together.
It was dripping on
your
head. And then it was touching my breast.
And you're touching your breast. What was the affliction on the breast?
It was arrow.
Arrow fire to the breast.
Yes, sir.
The left breast.
Yes, sir.
And fire plus oil.
And you mentioned it.
I mentioned
it. Yes, sir.
And then it came on it, and then it's back to sender.
Yes, sir.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, 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 hola.
Put in your body, put in your system that my Father in heaven has not put. It is roasted right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Yes.
So this is Sister Janet John. She came to service with pain in the anus, and you mentioned her case. The minute you mentioned her case, she said power touched her body and the pain took off. For 7 years, she has been experiencing that pain.
Five miscarriages. 7 months, the last one.
Once the pain comes,
you lose the pregnancy.
Yes, sir.
How many children?
No.
None at all. You have miscarried five times, the last one has 7 months. And once this arrow comes, the child is flushed out. And now it just left.
The five pregnancy, five months.
Five pregnancy, five months.
The devil one was 7 months.
That devil is a bastard. And now the arrow is gone.
And in 7 months, they put it in the incubator. The third day, the baby died.
Oh. And now the arrow has gone.
You mentioned the case, power such rapid.
Power such
rapid. And the pain took off.
And the pain took off.
She's totally free now.
Now go and receive double for your trouble. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Go and bring forth your children. For everyone here today, I announce to you, everywhere the devil has tempered with your life and tempered with your destiny and tempered with what is yours, I prophesy, receive double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Somebody shout, Go ahead. Go ahead. Woo-hoo! Feel free to scream and shout if you want. We are in the sanctuary, not the cemetery. If you believe you are in the sanctuary where there is life, give him a louder shout of victory. Hey! Hey! Yes.
Sir, this is Sister Blessing. 3 years ago, she saw a lady in a dream who sucked her breast.
Ooh.
She woke up with severe pain in the breast.
Severe pain.
And a lump in that breast.
And a lump.
And that had defied all medical attention.
That is for 3 years.
For 3 years.
The lady sucked where? The left breast in the dream.
Yes, sir.
And left her with pain and growth.
Yes, sir.
In that breast for 3 years.
Yes, sir.
Defied medical solutions.
But as the word went forth this morning, the pain disappeared.
Hey, hey.
The lump disappeared. Then she looked for it. She couldn't see them again.
Hey!
Then she has got her freedom.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Odegu, Degu. Amen.
Hey! Are you just... Was your business, maybe your marriage, maybe your finances, maybe your favor. I announce to you today by the anointing that set that girl free, every enemy attack in every area of your life, the attack is retrieved and refired back to sender. Somebody shout back to sender. Shout back to sender. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir, you gave a word that somebody who looks like you will walk out of
your body. That is the spirit of impersonation.
Yes, sir. Our sister Chioma said on Wednesday night she was in a dream and saw a lady who looks like her tying her wrapper and started removing her children's clothes from the closet. Like she used to do.
That lady was removing her children's clothes from the clothes in that dream.
Yes, sir. And that's how she handled the children's clothes as well. She asked, what are you doing? She screamed at her. Since then, she noticed up to in her life. She kept seeing dead relations in the dream. Fear came upon her. But as the word went forth right now,
hey,
she saw the woman drop the children's clothes.
The woman dropped the children's clothes
and walked and ran away.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Celebrate the King of Kings, the God of recovery, the God of restoration. And lift your voice and say, come and say in the name of Jesus, everything belonging to me, taken by the devil, I recover now. I retrieve now. Satan, your yoke is broken. Leave me alone. Leave my family. Leave my destiny. Get out! Give the king the praise.
Take your seat. Because of time, it will take like 3 hours.
All right. Please take your seat. Where's the line of the heart affliction? Yes, go ahead.
Sir, you gave the word that God was healing people of waist condition and pain condition. Our sister came in with a waist condition that has lasted for 18 years. 18 years.
Wow.
As soon as the word went forth, the pain took off. Our brother came with 2 years pain condition. Pain is gone.
God is
2 years waist condition.
Brain tumor, brain affliction is getting healed right now.
Our sister
getting free.
Our sister came in with chest pain that has lasted for 2 weeks. The pain
Amen.
Is gone.
Amen.
Our brother came in with chest pain that has lasted for 2 weeks. As soon as the word went out, the pain is gone.
Step forward, all of you. Put your hands high. I prophesy upon you today, your healing is permanent. One, two, three. Touch! Take! Your healing. Receive it. Complete freedom. Complete freedom. Complete freedom. Complete freedom. Complete freedom. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Help her.
This is our sister. Her name is Adria Adiza.
Adria Adiza.
She's from the other religion.
Yes, obviously.
This is her first time coming here.
Today is Adria's first time to be here.
Yes. She said before... Hold on.
Let him talk. Are you just sitting and looking like that? There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. All over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophet said it should be. All over this place, heaven, there is a mighty revelation. Ay. Of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Sir, she said early this year. She said early this year she was playing the tongues of fire and...
But you are playing tongues of fire.
Girl, the house girl... She said the house girl confessed and left the house. She said the fire was too much.
The fire was too much.
Now, sir, you gave a word that dark shadows shall be leaving us.
Go ahead.
She said dark shadow. You gave a word that dark shadows.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Hajia Adiza. Everybody know me. I'm Hajia Adiza. I'm not shy to be here, to come to our father here. I want him to pray for me. I'm seeing some challenges. Baba dream attacking. I don't know who is attacking me. I know that God has... When I was there, I was up. I'll be fighting to come to front. The person that lead me here is, I should not worry. I direct minister's wife here. I say, go to Dunamis. Anybody I say, go to Dunamis. He say, you are a Muslim. Why are you directing people here?
Yes, what happened?
So when I was there, God touched me. As if something left my body. A shadow left my
a
body.
A shadow left.
I said, I have to come out and say it.
Congratulations. Step over here and lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, every demonic deposit in the life of this woman, go. Out! Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free, completely set free, completely liberated, completely delivered. Somebody shout the loudest, Amen. It is over in Jesus' name. All right, we'll see you after this, not today, but mommy would have a time to talk with you. Yes, go ahead.
Daddy, this is Sister Paula Reese.
Hey.
On the Mojiro Nekele. On the Mojiro.
Okay, when you're not making it.
Accurate word. 30 years ago, a dark shadow began to follow her mother and inflicted her mother with madness. The woman is mad till now.
Oh.
2 months ago, okay, she's well right now. 2 months ago, another dark shadow began to follow her and she will hear voices to begin to run and begin to speak like a mad person. But as the word drops her, the same dark shadow left her.
Yes. What affected your mother shall not affect you. Are you ready to be free from every ancestral curse, a generational curse? See, after me, say, in the name of Jesus, the affliction of my father's house can never affect me. Say, in the name of Jesus, every unclean devil attempting to attack me from my lineage, your yoke is broken. On your marks, get set, shall go! Bow! Go! Completely return back, no more. In Jesus' name. Help her there. One more.
Daddy, our sister's life has been plagued with so much affliction. It's been from kidney stone to broken toes, from broken toes to fibroid, and then eventually to neck affliction. She's had this affliction for the past 7 months, and she's been wearing the collar for like 4 days now. But at the prophetic shout of I receive, power soared through her, and she discovered that she's been perfectly healed.
Move your neck. Up. How did you wear it when you came? Show us how you wore the collar. Can you lose it now? Lose it now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody sing it now. All of you, the testimonies are so many we can't take all. Otherwise, we'll just enter into the third or fourth or fifth service. Stand up on your feet, celebrate for 1 minute. Those of you in the front, you will dance your way back. Those who have not come in yet for this service can wait for the second service so that they can be part of the action today. Stand up for your feet, children, students. Be on your feet everywhere you are and celebrate. Celebrate. Your testimonies shall be released. Breathe upon your word today and let not one person live here the same way you came. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Sunday upon Sunday, we have seen word upon word upon word upon word. And so some Sundays we should see wonder upon wonder upon wonder upon wonder. Hallelujah. Psalm 63 and in verse 8. Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. My soul followeth hard after you. Subject is proofs of dedication. If someone is dedicated to God, what are the proofs of it? That's our objective. And there are three things I'm going to say very, very quickly, especially because time is of the essence. Number one, the most authentic measure of true spirituality is proven dedication to God. How do you measure a person's true spirituality? The most authentic measure of true spirituality is proven dedication to God. When a person's dedication can be proved, we can confirm that this person is spiritual. Number two, dedication to God sets a life apart from others, both in time and in eternity. Dedication to God sets a life apart from others, both in time and in eternity. When you are dedicated to God, your life can't be the same with others. If you remember Daniel, how dedication to God set him apart. He said that they shall be mine in Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as one spareth his son that serveth him. And you shall return and differentiate between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Your dedication to God sets you apart from your world. Number three, dedication to God is a quality that can never be ignored. It can't be ignored by men, cannot be ignored by demons, cannot be ignored by the forces of hell. The meaning of that is, everyone knows dedication to God. The angels know. God knows. The angels know. The devil knows. Demons know. Your friends know. Your enemies know. If you are truly dedicated to God, in your office, they know who is who. There are those, they call this one is a pastor. And there are others, so he also goes to church. Dedication to God is a quality that cannot be ignored. Question is, what is dedication? Number one, dedication to God refers to one. What is dedication? One, it is a heart that follows hard after God. A heart that follows hard after God. A heart that pants helplessly after God. It pants helplessly after God. Helplessly after God. You can't help yourself. You are just helplessly after God. It's a heart that pants after God, dash. That pants helplessly after God. What is dedication? I saw that already in Psalm 63 verse 8. My heart followed hard after God. Number two, dedication to God means what? It is a life that is sold out. Sold out to God. Sold out to God. That is, you are literally beside yourself for God.
literally beside yourself for God. Literally owned by God. Sold out to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 20. It says that we are bought, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You are practically, literally sold out to God. Those who know you know. Your friends know. Your enemies know. Those who love you know. Those who hate you know that you are sold out to God. Dedication number three is a life. It is a life that is invested, or in the eyes of the world, in quote, in life that is invested or wasted on God. It is an investment, but the world thinks it is a waste. A life that is invested or wasted on God. Your lifetime, your life's energy, your life's resources are directed towards God and His purpose on the earth. I'll waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Life that is wasted. Your time, your energy, your resources are God directed. Let me give you the summary of dedication. Seven summaries. Number one, dedication is number one, addiction. Other words that qualify a man's dedication, first, addiction. The summary of dedication is one, addiction. That means I can't do without God. Number two, consecration. Addiction means I can't do without God. Number two, consecration. That means I am separated unto God. Separated unto God. Addiction. Can't do without God. Consecration. Separated unto God. Three is devotion. That is committed to God. Committed to God. Addiction, can't do without God. Consecration, separated to God. Devotion, committed to God. Number four, submission. It's addiction, it's consecration, it is devotion. Then it is submission, which means absolutely surrendered to God. Absolutely. That is, Lord, you have the final say in my life. Addiction, consecration, devotion, submission. Number five, donation. Donation. That means I don't have claim on my life or anything I have. No claims on my life or anything I have. Donation. You own me and you own everything I have. Donation. No claim on my life and on anything I have. So we have addiction. We have consecration. We have devotion. We have submission. We have donation. Number six is affection. That is, you have conquered my heart. Lord, you conquered my heart. The way a young man conquers the heart of a young lady he's trying to get married to. Lord, you conquered my heart. Affection. So, it is addiction. It is consecration. It is devotion. It is submission. It is donation. Then it is affection. What then are those proofs of love for God, which is dedication? When a person loves God, how is it proved? It is proved by love for many things. Number one, love for his person and presence. When you love God, you love his person. You love his presence. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2. O Lord, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Psalm 63, verse 8. My heart followeth hard after God. When you are dedicated to God, when you love God, you will love his person and love his presence. Number two, love for his company in prayer. You love his company at the place of prayer. When you love God, you will love his person and love his presence. You will also love to pray. Genesis chapter 19, verse 27. Abraham got up to the place where he stood before the Lord. That is love for prayer. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Early in the morning, he rose up a great while before day. He went out, departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Anybody who doesn't like to pray, you don't like to spend time with God, you can't claim to be dedicated to God. So there is love for his person and presence. There is love for his company in prayer. Number three is love for his word. Love for his word. Dedicated people love the word of God. They love the word of God. They love the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 159. 119 verse 159. Consider how I love your precepts. I love your precepts. I love your precepts. I love your precepts. John chapter 14 and in verse 15. John chapter 14 and in verse 15. If you love me, you keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love for his word. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. He said, thy words were found and I ate them, and your word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. When you love God, you will love his person and love his presence. You will love his company in prayer. You will love his word. Number four, you will love his house. Love for his house. I was glad when they said, Psalm 122 verse 1. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. When you love God, there is no manner of business that can take you out of church. Especially on a Sunday morning. No, you will love his house. You will love his house. You will love to be there. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. When you love God, you love his person, you love his presence, you love his company in prayer, you love his word, you love his house. Number five, love for souls. Love for souls. Love for the lost. Love for souls, which means love for the lost. If you love God, you will love souls. You will love the heartbeat of God. In John chapter 15 verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. You will love to win souls. You will love to touch lives. You will love to change lives and change destinies. John chapter 4 verse 35 to 37, he said, lift up your eyes, say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then come and harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. You will love souls. You will love souls. Number six is love for his people. If you love God, you will love his people. Love for his children. Love for the brethren. You can't love God and hate your brother and hate your sister. You will love the brethren. You will love his children. God knows my heart. My heart pants continuously after the children of God. I want to spend and be spent for God's children. In John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. John 13, 34 to 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. If you love God, you will love your co-departmental brother. You will love your fellow sister in the sister's call. You will love yourself. Love for the brethren. Number 7 is love to defend his cause. Love to defend his cause means love to stand for God. You will stand publicly for God. There is no way they will mess up the name of God and you are there and you say nothing. You will love to defend his cause. You will love to defend his cause. Elijah did that in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. He said, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew in this land except I speak again. You will love to defend his cause. That is, you will love to stand publicly for him. And finally, you will love to give to his cause. Love to give. There is no love without giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. So if you love the Lord, you will give. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3 to 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3 all the way to verse 4. It says, for to their power I bear record. Yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we will receive the gift and take up upon ourselves the fellowship of ministering to the saints. You will love to give. You will be a natural giver. Nobody will put you under pressure to give. How do I know I love the Lord? I love his person. I love his presence. I love to pray. I love the word. I love his house. I am not taking excuses to be away from church. I love souls. I love to win souls. I love his children. I love his people. I love to defend his cause when the need arises. I love to give to his cause. Beloved, in conclusion, your love for God and dedication to God shows in every respect. It shows, it can't be hidden. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 4 to 5, we saw how it shows. And secondly, the Holy Spirit is a major instrument for the establishment of love for God. It's a major instrument for the establishment of love for God. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, it said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Friends, I welcome you to this season of dedication to God that is going to demarcate you, is going to differentiate you, is going to show your contemporaries and your world that we serve a God that is real. Somebody bless here, say amen. I announce today, everyone who is looking at you and thinking you are wasting your time, in this season, they will return back to you to let you know that they want to follow you to serve your God. Will you stand upon your feet with a louder shout of amen? Take your seat. Sorry for that load in a few minutes. But now, you stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. Lift up your hands. I want to love and love and love Lord like you do. I want to love and love and love Lord like you do. For when you love someone, you love them all the way. Your love has made a difference in my life. I was the stone that was rejected. Take that song with hands lifted up, and say after me, people, say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive the grace to love you like never before. I receive the grace to love you with passion. I receive that grace, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and just begin to tell him how you receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive the grace to love you with passion. To love you with passion. To love you.
in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. 1 minute, no movement here. While they sing that song, anywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick your Bibles and pick your Bibles and quickly rush to the front here. Let us receive you. Hold on. You know, Pastor, now those people moving on that side, I wanted to see them right there. Just hold on there. In 5 minutes, we are through. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be genuinely born again. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I am a drunkard, a smoker, a womanizer, a gambler, whatever it is. Or maybe you are a good person, but you are not living for God. I want to start living for God. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. Quickly. 2. Quickly run forward. 4.
I want
4. To love and love again. Sing it more. Forward, come. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Just 1 minute.
Thank you. Away.
One more time. You are seated there. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. I give you another count of 5. Don't make today to pass you. You have seen the miracles, the signs and the wonders. You can testify that God is real and God is here. Quickly step forward here. Let's receive you. One. Chorus.
Your love has made
the
world. 2. I want the soul that was rejected. The world. But when you place your love behind the
curtain, is that somebody's testimony? Your word has made the world a difference. Your love has made Mahashadagaya.
I was a stone that was rejected by the world. But when you place your love behind the curtain,
place your right hand on your chest, those of you standing here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I receive the grace to live for you, to serve you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it down in Jesus' precious name.